last Sunday morning, I had about two more sentences to finish out the message, and my voice went.
啊，那上个主日呢，我在讲到的最后还有两句话，我需要来结束我的讲道，但是那个时候我的完全失去了我的声音。
It was slightly embarrassing, and I don't want to be embarrassed here tonight.
感到很尴尬，但我今天晚上不想让那尴尬的事情再次发生。
Well, all right, let's jump into tonight's lesson, okay?
好，那我们一起来看看我们今天晚上正道的内容。
How many of you are football fans?
啊，我们这里有没有谁是喜欢啊美式橄榄球的？
Okay.Just a very small handful. That's not.
只有很少的几个人。
I should probably skip my first illustration, I guess. But
那我这个第一个例子好像就不太好说了，有点。
Well, this might actually work out okay because you know we're not in the football season right now, but I want to give you a football illustration to set up the message tonight.
啊，但是我想可能还是可以，尽管现在并不是啊美式橄榄球的这个季节，但是我想跟大家借着这个美式橄榄球的这些规则来跟大家探讨一些问题。
Since most of you aren't fans of football.I would assume then that you may not know fully about how it works, so let me just kind of sum up how the football game goes.
既然大家不是这个美式橄榄球的这个粉丝，那所以我想大家可能也不太了解这个美式橄榄球的规则，那我现在给大家先简单的介绍一下。
So in a football game, we have two teams.
在美式橄榄球中我们知道有两个队伍。
We have one ball, and I'll use this water jug as the ball.
那我们只有一个橄榄球，用这个水瓶来代表。
And the object of the game is to get the ball into the end zone, one of the other end zones.
啊，那我想这个橄榄球，美式橄榄球的这个规矩就是，队伍的一方想尽量把这个球送到对方队伍的这个端线。
And as the teams are doing that, what is going to happen is they're going to face constant opposition from the other team.
啊，那我们可以在这个比赛过程当中，我们可以看到每一个队伍他们都不停地为了达到这个目标来不停地受到各样的一些阻挡来奋斗。
And so throughout the entire four quarters of this game, they're going to struggle, they're going to fight, and they're going to push because they have one focus.
啊，因为他们有一个唯一的一个目标，就是把球送到端线去，所以他们在整个的比赛过程当中，他们要不停地努力，不停地奋斗。
And each team on that in the, that football game, their one focus is on winning.And getting a victory.
我想每一个队伍他们都有只有一个目标，就是要来赢得那场比赛。
And the only way that they can get the victory is to make sure that they get the ball into the end zone more often than their opponent does.
他们只有一个办法能够赢得这个比赛，就是要更多次的将球送到对方的端线去。
And if they do that, they will go home victorious.
如果他们能够做到这一点的话，他们就可以凯旋而归。
And tonight, what I want to talk to us about is I want to talk to us about how you and I can go home victorious.
那今天晚上我想跟大家分享的就是我们怎么样才能够得到胜利回家。
You and I, friends, listen to this. You and I do not have to leave this place tonight in defeat.
我们大家仔细的听着，我想我们在座的所有的弟兄姐妹，我们不需要带着失败来离开这个地方。
It does not matter what you're going through at this present moment of time.
不论你现在在你的生活当中经历了什么样的状况。
There could be a physical condition or an emotional issue that you're facing in your life right now.
可能是你的身体方面的问题、疾病，也可能是你情绪方面正在遇到一些困难。
You might be dealing with a relationship crisis or maybe even a financial setback.
也可能是你在跟人与人的关系出了问题。也可能是在你的财务方面有了困难。
Some of you here tonight might be struggling with a spiritual problem or some other life issue.
那有些人也许正遇到一些属灵方面的挑战。
And whatever it might be, what I want to talk to you tonight about is that you do not have to leave this place defeated. You can leave here tonight living a victorious life.
不论遇到什么样的状况。我想我们今天离开这个地方的时候不需要是带着失败的离开而相反的我们可以带着胜利离开这个地方
And great news for you and I tonight is because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross every day can be a day of victory for you and I
我想对我们来说最大的好的消息就是因为主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成就了一切所以我们每一天都可以过得胜的生活
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 57 tells us this
在哥林多前书的十五章有这么提到。
It says, "But thanks be to God."
他说感谢神。
He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
God gives us victory every single day through the person of his son Jesus.
我们看到神借着他的独生爱子主耶稣基督给我们每天都是一个得胜的一天。
And no matter where you're at in your spiritual journey tonight,
不论你处在你的属灵生命努力旅程的什么样的一个阶段，
I want you to know that you are right where you need to be for this moment of time.
我想告诉大家的是，你现在在一个正确的地方，来到了一个正确的地方。
God has each of us here for a very specific reason. None of us are here by accident tonight.
我想我们每一个人来到这个地方都不是出于偶然，神给我们都有一个美好的心意。
And the greatest victory that you and I can ever experience in our lifetime is when you and I make the decision to step over the line of faith and we enter into a relationship with Christ.
我想我们每一个人一生当中我们最大的得胜就是我们可以跨出我们信心的一步来接受主耶稣，我们成为一个新造的。
When we look at the football analogy, we know that if a team never shows up for the game, they'll never experience the victory, and the truth is the same for you and I in our relationship with Christ.
那同样的，我们就想好比在橄榄球比赛当中，如果一个队伍他从来没有出现的话，他就没有办法能够得获胜。这在我们的属灵生命当中也是同样的道理。
And because of Jesus, God has already made victory possible.
因为主耶稣基督的缘故，神让我们能够可以得胜。
And what happens so often is this: many of us fail to experience victory on a daily basis because we don't have the end zone in the forefront of our mind.
很多时候我们经常看到的是，我们没有办法在每一天都能够过得胜的生活，因为我们的头脑里面没有那个要达到对方端线的那样的意思。
If we were to look at this football analogy again, we have to understand that if you ever watch a football game, you'll see that the ground in between the 20-yard lines is the most used up territory.
如果你熟悉，我们继续用橄榄球来做比喻。如果你熟悉橄榄球比赛的话，你发现很多的这个比赛都发生在端线和20码的这个位置。
But there will not be a team that wins without getting beyond those 20-yard lines and into the end zone.
但是没有任何一支队伍可以获得胜利，除非他能够越过那二十码能够达到端线。
And there are times in our lives when if we want to experience victory, the only way we're going to do that is to move beyond the areas of our comfort and move into the areas that lead us to the end zone so that we can achieve victory.
那在我们生命当中，如果我们要经历得胜的话，我们要过得胜的生活，我们就必须要离开我们自己所习惯的区域，去大到端线区。
Turn with me, if you would, to Acts chapter 20, where we'll be reading a few verses. If you don't have your Bible with you, it's on the back of your bulletin here tonight.
我们一起来读一下圣经的使徒行传的第21章，也印在周报的背后。
Acts chapter 20, verses 22 through 24.
我们来读21章的22节到24节。
Paul is here is sharing his farewell address to the Ephesian elders, the leaders in the church in Ephesus. And as we read through this passage, we can see how Paul lived with an end zone mindset.
我们看到这一段的经文描述的是保罗给以弗所的长老和领袖他的一个临别赠言。在这段经文当中，我们看到保罗他有一个努力向前，要达到端线的这样的意思。
So here's what Paul writes.
这是保罗所说的。
And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切。
Not knowing what will happen to me there.
我不知道在那里要遇见什么事。
Verse 23, I know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me.
但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁和患难等待我。
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me.
我却不以性命为念。
And my only aim, he says, is to finish the race and to complete the task that the Lord Jesus has given to me.
也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
And it's the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace.
成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
Let me pray for us tonight.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we just humbly come before you this evening.
主，我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
And we ask you to anoint our hearts and our minds.
主，我们求你来膏我们的心，也膏我们的头脑。
And God, I pray for every one of us here tonight, young and old.
主，我们也为今天在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，不论是年幼的还是年长的，祷告。
To take another step toward you in our relationship with you.
在我们的和你的关系当中，我们可以来进一步的来靠近你。
And Lord, I pray tonight that as we're talking about this idea of living a victorious life, that we will get it and that we will understand it.
主，当我们今天晚上我们来讨论过一个得胜的生活的时候，愿我们能够真正的得着，能过一个得胜的生活。
And so, God, we ask you to be with us in our remaining time here this evening.
主，愿你与我们同在。
In your name, amen.
奉主的名祷告， amen.
All right. So if we're going to live a life of victory, like I said earlier, we have to have this end zone mindset, right?
我提到如果我们要想过一个得胜的生活，我们要有一个愿意到对方端去的这样的一个心智。
And I thought tonight that I would just pull out some thoughts from this passage that we might be able to apply to our lives so that we can experience victory.
那我想跟大家分享一些这段经文给我们带来的一些信息，这样的信息我们可以运用到我们的实际生活当中，好让我们可以经历到得胜。
So let me share with you four ways tonight, very practical ways of how we can experience victory.
那今天晚上我跟大家分享有四个途径，我们可以一起来学习我们怎么样能够来经历得胜。
The first one is absolutely foundational for us.
第一个途径是对我们来说是非常的基础的。
We need to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
就是我们要对圣灵的带领有一个非常敏锐的心。
If we're going to live a life of victory, we need to be aware of and responsive to the Holy Spirit's promptings in our lives.
如果我们要过一个得胜的生活的话，我们就要对圣灵在我们心中的动工非常的敏锐。
In our church here at FCON, we are going through an 8-week sermon series talking about the soul revolution.
那我们在我们的 FCON 教会，我们在经历一个在讲一个八周的一个正道的系列的正道，是讲我们这一个心灵的一个改变。
And the key idea for us is that we are aware of and responsive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
那其中最重要的一点就是我们的心要能够对神圣灵的带领，是圣灵在我们生命当中所动的工，要有一个敏锐。
Some of us have our smartphones or iPads that chime every hour.
有些人可能他们有这个 smartphone， 他们有个电话可以每时每刻都在用使用交头。
Some of us are wearing wristbands that say Soul Revolution.
有些人可能在这个手上也带了这样的一个band， 上面写的是心灵的一个改变。
And the idea, we're actually doing an experiment, and the idea here is that we're taking a 60-day period of time to experiment.In connecting with God for 60 days.
我们就是用这个60天的时间，我们来做这样的一个试验，我们要和我们的神有紧密的交通。
And so every hour from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., we're encouraging our people to live moment by moment with Christ and to be sensitive to the promptings of His Spirit.
所以我们从早上八点到晚上的八点，我们鼓励我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们过一个跟神有紧密交通的生活，我们对神的神所在我们心中做的工以敏锐的态度。
And this idea here, this point number one, is foundational for all of us if we're going to live a victorious life.
我想我们就讲的第一条途径，对我们来说，如果我们想要过一个得胜的生活的话，这对我们来说是非常重要的一个基础。
And we're seeing movement, we're getting some traction of our people that are developing some new habits and some new patterns of staying sensitive and being aware of the Holy Spirit in their lives during this experiment time.
那我们看到在这个实验过程当中，我们看到我们教会的弟兄姐妹的生命生活发生了很多有喜让人喜悦的变化。
And here, when we talk about being sensitive to the leading of the Spirit, we have to understand that Paul really writes a lot about the Holy Spirit.
这里我们提到说我们要对圣灵的带领有一个敏锐的心。其实我们知道保罗在他的书信当中提到了很多次提到了圣灵的带领。
If we were to look through all of Paul's writings, we would discover that there are just over 100 references of the Spirit in all of Paul's writings.
那我们如果统计一下的话，我们可以看到在保罗的书信当中，他有提到了有超过100次的提到了圣灵。
And he was very sensitive to the leading and the power of the Holy Spirit as it operated in his life.
那保罗对圣灵在他生命中的动工非常的敏锐。
Even in verse 22 here in our text tonight, it says that Paul is now compelled by the Spirit.
好了，在我们刚才读的这个经文的第二十二节，我们看到保罗这样说到，他说他心甚迫切。
And this word compelled means that we are duty bound.
而在那心所迫切这个地方的意思，也就是说他心被一个职责所催逼。
And Paul felt when he said this, he felt that he was obligated and required to do what the Holy Spirit was leading him to do.
那当保罗在说这段话的时候，他表示他的意思就是他认为有这样的义务，有这样的责任，去完成圣灵所感动他所做的。
And so he was aware of and responsive to the leading of the Holy Spirit in his life every single moment.
也表示保罗在他生命当中每一个时刻，他非常清楚地知道圣灵是如何带领，他也对这样的带领做出积极的回应。
And if you and I are going to experience victory, I think I've said it already a couple of times, but we need to be aware of and responsive to the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives as well.
所以如果我们要过一个得胜的生活的话，我们必须要很清楚地知道圣灵在我们生命当中如何带领我们，并做出积极的回应。
Let me pull out a few verses tonight. I don't know if they're in your notes or not, but let me pull out a few verses tonight that talk about how Paul is very aware of the Holy Spirit in his life.
我们在圣经当中可以看到一些段落，可以看到保罗他对圣灵的带领非常的清楚。
And Paul through these passages tells us about what the Spirit will do in our lives when we apply it.
这些经文告诉我们说保罗他很清楚圣灵在他生命当中如何来带领他，如何带领我们。
In Romans chapter 8 verses 5 through 6, Paul tells us that we can have life and peace through the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书的第八章的第五到六节，这段经文告诉我们说圣灵，我们借着圣灵可以得享生命，得享平安。
Here's what these two verses say.
这两段经文这样说道。
He writes, those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what the nature desires.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires.
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
The mind of the sinful man is death.
体贴肉体的就是死。
But the mind controlled by the Spirit, here it is life and peace.
体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Let me just ask us a question tonight. How many of us want to have a life and peace as a part of our life?
在这里我问大家一个问题，我们有多少人是愿意我们的生命当中是有平安有生命？
I'm sure all of us do, and the idea here is this, that if we want that, then we have to be sensitive to the Spirit.
我想我们每一位都希望我们能够有平安有生命，如果我们要做到这一点的话，我们必须对圣灵敏锐。
Paul also tells us in Romans chapter 15, verses 15 through 16, that we are sanctified through the Spirit.
那在罗马书的十五章十五到十六节，保罗也告诉我们，我们可以靠着圣灵来成圣。
And he writes here and he says, I have written you quite boldly, he says, on some points.
他在说，但我稍微放胆写信给你们。
And you can kind of hear Paul's voice in this, but he's being pretty aggressive here when he writes and he says, listen, I'm writing these things to you to remind you of them again because of the grace that God has given to us.
他继续说到，是要提醒你们的记性，特因神所给我的恩典。
And this grace that God has given to us, he's given to me in order to be, in verse 16, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles with this priestly duty.
使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司。
And this priestly duty is proclaiming the gospel of God so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God.
叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。
And here's where we get this second thought of what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. He ends it by saying, "When we are sanctified by the Holy Spirit."
所以我们看到这段经文告诉我们说，我们可以借着圣灵，我们可以成圣。
This idea of sanctification really means a cleansing or a purification of our heart and our mind.
这里讲的成圣的过程，就是我们心灵的一个净化的过程。
And it's only when we're sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives where that cleansing and that purification can take place.
只有当我们的心对圣灵的带领敏锐的时候，这样的一个净化的过程才可以发生。
Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that we can gain wisdom from the Spirit.
那在保罗也在哥林多前书也这样提到，圣灵可以给我们智慧。
Verses 12 and 13 says this.
在12节到13节有这样说道。
He writes, we have not received the spirit of the world.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵。
But we have received the spirit who is from God.
乃是从神来的灵。
And so that we may understand what God has freely given to us.
叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
This is what we speak, not in words taught to us by human wisdom, but in words taught to us by the Spirit.
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语。
And we are taught by the Spirit as the Spirit gives us spiritual truths in spiritual words.
将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
If we want wisdom in our lives, we have to live according to the Spirit, and we have to be sensitive to the leadings and the promptings of the Spirit of God.
如果我们要在生活当中，我们要有智慧的话，我们要能够对神在我们心中，圣灵在我们心中的动工，我们要有敏锐的心。
And then one more thing about the Spirit that Paul writes.
那接下来我们看看保罗继续说道。
He writes in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26.
他在加拉太书的第五章二十二、二十六节这样说道。
And here he basically says that we are to keep in step with the Spirit.
这也就是讲说我们要和圣灵要保持一致性。
And he tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and patience.
他也说到圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
He tells us that the fruit of the Spirit is kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
And he tells us here that if we're keeping in step with the Spirit against such things that I've just shared, there is no law.
他也告诉我们说，这样的事情没有律法可以禁止。
And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with all of its passions and all of its desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
And here are Paul's words to us tonight in verse 25 when he's talking about being sensitive to the leading of the Spirit in our lives.
在二十五节保罗继续谈到我们对圣灵的带领要有敏锐的心。
And he's saying to us, listen, if we are living by the Spirit, we need to keep in step with the Spirit.
他说如果我们是靠圣灵得胜的话我们就必须要靠圣灵来行事。
And we can never keep in step with the Spirit if we're not first sensitive or aware of or responsive to the leadings and the promptings of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们没有办法靠圣灵行事除非我们对圣灵有一颗敏锐的心。
Friends, listen. If you and I are going to experience victory in our Christian life and have this end zone mindset,We have to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
朋友们，如果我们要过一个得胜的生活，我们要有一个达到端线的这样的意识，我们必须要对圣灵的带领有一颗敏锐的心。
All right, thought number two for us tonight.
我们讲的第二点。
If you and I are going to experience victory, we have to surrender to God's will.
如果我们要经历神给我们的胜利得胜的话，我们必须要能够顺服神的旨意。
Paul says here in the second part of verse 22, he says, listen, I am going to Jerusalem and I have no idea of what's going to happen to me there.
在我们刚才读的《使徒行传》经文的二十二节有这样提到，我不知道在那里要遇见什么事。
And what Paul was essentially saying in this verse was that it wasn't about him.
这个地方我们看到保罗他所要说的其实就是这跟我没有，这不是关于我的事。
What Paul is saying to us tonight is that it wasn't about his agenda, it wasn't about his wants, it wasn't about his needs, and it wasn't about his desires.
他也就是说，他这里所关心的不是关于他自己的想法，不是他自己的需要，也不是他自己的时间表。
And if you and I are truly going to surrender to God's will,
如果我们真正的要完全的顺服在神的带领旨意中。
We have to adopt those same ideas.
我们要有像保罗一样的同样的这样的心智。
It's not about me.
不是关于我。
It's not about my agenda.
不是关于我的时刻表。
It's not about my wants, needs, or desires.
不是关于我所需要的、想要的。
It's not about what recognition I may or may not get.
不是关于我个人的名声会是什么样。
You see, Paul, when he said this, he He didn't care about any of that stuff.
当保罗在说这些的时候，我们看到保罗他完全不考虑这些。
The only thing that Paul cared about was about his surrendering to God's will and fulfilling God's agenda.
唯一他所关心的是，他要完全的顺服神的旨意，完成神的计划。
Those were his priorities.
这是他所对他来说最重要的，排第一位的。
And friends, listen, when we talk about surrendering to God's will, we're talking about not just kind of throwing in the towel, so to speak.
朋友们，当我们在讨论到顺服神的旨意的时候，我们并不是说好像我们承认我们自己的失败而放弃。
When we're talking about surrendering to God's will, we're talking about getting on our knees and raising our hands and saying, God, I surrender.
我们谈到我们顺服神的旨意的时候，也就是说我们要能够跪在神的面前，我们举起手来对神说，神，我们顺服你。
When you and I surrender, it's either everything or nothing.
讲我们谈到顺服的时候，要或者是全部的顺服，或者就是没有顺服。
There is no such thing as partial surrender for us as believers.
没有所谓的部分的顺服。
In 1896, Judson Van Deventer penned these words about surrender.
在1896年，一个叫范德的人，他写下这样的一些话，关于顺服的话。
And this is what he wrote.
这是他所写的。
All to Jesus I surrender.
主要完全的献上。
All to him I freely give.
完全的奉献上，自由的奉献上。
I will ever love and trust him.
我一切行事尽都依靠你。
In his presence daily live.
日日与你不分离。
How many of you know this old hymn?
有多少人知道这首诗歌?
I surrender all, all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
完全献上,完全献上。我将所有全归耶稣,一切全献上。
All to Jesus, he continues to write, all to Jesus I surrender.
他继续写到说，一切所有全归耶稣。
Humbly at his feet I bow.
我俯伏敬拜在你的脚前。
Worldly pleasures all forsaken.
世上的荣华已经离开。
Take me, Jesus, take me now.
主，求你带领我，带领我。
All to Jesus I surrender.
一切全归主耶稣。
Make me Savior, holy thine.
让我有一个圣洁的生活。
Let me feel the Holy Spirit.
让我能够感受到圣灵的感化。
Truly know that thou art mine.
让我能够真正的知道主你是属我。
All to Jesus I surrender, he writes.
一切全献归全归主耶稣。
Lord, I give myself to thee.
主，我将我自己献上。
Fill me with your love and power.
充满我，用你的爱，你的能力充满我。
Let thy blessings fall on me.
愿你的祝福也充满我。
Surrendering is tough, isn't it?
完全的顺服真是不容易的一件事情。
And this idea of surrendering is critical for us if we're going to experience victory. But we want to take a look just for a couple of minutes.As to why it's so difficult for us.
要全然的顺服，全然的献上，不是件容易的事情，但是很重要。让我们一起来看看为什么全然的顺服是有这样的困难。
What happens in this surrendering to God's will? Why it's so difficult is because it's going to involve difficulties.
它为什么这么困难？就是因为要完全的顺服的时候会带来困难。
When we surrender to God's will, it doesn't mean that life is going to be kind of like peaches and cream, ice cream. How do you translate that, right? Easy, okay? Doesn't mean it's life is going to be easy.
Okay. 当我们完全顺服神的带领的时候，并不意味着我们的生活会一帆的平顺。
Paul tells us here in verse 23.
保罗在第二十三节这样跟我们说。
He said, "Listen, I know that I need to surrender to God's will, and I know there are going to be difficulties." And he writes, "I only know."That in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me.
这里保罗告诉我们说，我知道我们要顺服神的带领的时候，我们会遇到各样的困难。 但是他继续说到，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，说有捆锁和患难等待我。
Doesn't that just thrill your soul?
是不是这个让你觉得很吃惊？
God is asking us to surrender, and there might be difficulties that we face ahead.
神要我们来个顺服，但是在我们的前面却有苦难等待着我们。
And what happens so many times in our life, in your life, and in my life, is that when we see hardships coming.Or when we're in the middle of some challenging and difficult times, we tend to want to play the victim or just run completely away.
啊，这很多时候在我们生命当中，我们遇到苦难的时候，遇到挑战的时候，我们所做的无非就是扮演一个受害者的角色和选择逃避。
And Paul gives us the example here of saying yes to God and knowing that there will be difficulties that we'll face.
啊，在这个地方，保罗给了我们这样一个榜样。他知道前面是有苦难在等待着他，但是他选择了顺服。
There's a parable told of a farmer who owned an old mule.
啊，我这里讲给大家讲一个这样的一个小故事，就是一个农夫，他有啊一匹驴子、骡子。
And one day this old mule fell into the farmer's well.
啊，那有一天这个骡子呢就掉入了这个农夫他们家的一个井里。
And out there on the farmland, the farmer heard this mule.Brain or whatever mules noise mules make when they fall into wells.
啊，那这个农夫在农场面就听到了这个骡子它所发出的各种凄惨的声音。
And after carefully assessing the situation, the farmer sympathized with the mule.
啊，但农夫就看到这个当时情形，他很为这个骡子感到很遗憾。
But he decided that neither the mule nor the well was worth the trouble of saving.
啊、但是他觉得说好像这个骡子或者这口井都不值得他去挽救。
And so instead, what the farmer did was he called his neighbors together and then he told them what had happened.、
啊、所以他就这个农夫就召集了他的一些邻居来告诉这些邻居所发生的事情。
And he enlisted his neighbors to help haul dirt over to bury that old mule in the well and just put him out of his misery.
他就请他的邻居帮忙，然后就用土去盖这个井，然后把这个骡子就给盖住。
And as you can imagine, initially this old mule was absolutely hysterical.
啊，我们可以想象，在那个时候，这个骡子肯定感到非常的恐惧、狂乱。
But as the farmer and his neighbors continued shoveling and the dirt was hitting this mule's back, a thought struck him.
啊，但是当这个农夫和他的邻居继续的把这个土能够填在这个井里，打在这个骡子的背上的时候。这个骡子就想到了这样的一个问题。
It suddenly dawned on him that every time a shovel load of dirt landed on his back, he should just shake it off and step up.
他就想到说，当这个土落在他的背上的时候，他所该做的就是抖落摆脱这些土，然后不断的向上向前。
And that's exactly what he did, shovel after shovel after shovel after shovel.
啊，这就是他做的，这是他。这是骡子所做的。
He just shook it off and he stepped up.
他就是把这个身上的土给抖掉，然后就不断的向前向上。
He shook it off and he stepped up.
他又抖掉他身上的土，然后又往上。
And he shook it off and he stepped up.
然后他就这样抖掉土，不停的往上。
And no matter how painful the blows were or how distressing the situation seemed to the old mule, he fought against it.
啊、不论他所遇到的这个是多么痛苦的事情，不论这个土压在身上是多么的疼痛的事情，但是他有没有被这个所吓倒，他不停地往前行进。
He fought against the hysteria and the panic.
他可能会有感到很多的慌张，但是他不断地还在前行。
And he just kept on shaking it off and stepping up.
他不停地这么抖掉身上的土，不停地往上走。
And the story goes that it wasn't long before that old mule who was battered and exhausted.He stepped triumphantly up out of that well.
所以这个故事最后的结果是，这个骡子他非常的精疲力尽，也是焦头烂额，但是最后他以胜利者的姿态从这个井里爬了出来。
And maybe there are times when we have to consider that during the challenging times in life, that God wants to do something incredible with us.
这个故事告诉我们，在我们生命当中，我们遇到挑战的时候，神也需要借着这样的事情。让我们显示他跟我们做一些奇妙的工。
Maybe God is just wanting us to learn this valuable principle from this old mule to shake things off and to step on up.
也许神要借着这个故事告诉我们说，在困难当中我们该做的就是抖落，摆脱我们的一切的困难，不断的向前。
We'll never get rid of difficulties when we surrender to God's will.
当我们能够完全顺服在神的面前的时候，我们也没有办法完全能够所以避免所有的困难。
But he will always give us a way out.
但是他可以给我们一条出路。
Here's the second reason why surrendering is difficult for us.
这第二个原因，为什么能完全的顺服神却是很困难的。
If we are serious about surrendering to God's will, we have to know that it might include death.
当我们真正的完全顺服神的带领的时候，我们必须意识到，其实可能也会意味着有死亡。
Paul writes here in verse 24.
保罗在二十四节有这样说道。
He says, "I consider my life worth nothing to me."
他说，我却不以性命为念。
And so Paul's approach was this: he really wasn't concerned whether he lived or not.
也不看为宝贵。我们这边看到保罗他所做的，就是他所做的一切都不顾念自己的性命。
Paul's mindset here was that he didn't even have to survive.
保罗他的心思所想的是他自己生命无关紧要。
And he kind of confirms it for us in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
也在加拉太书的二十章他也继续这样说道。
He says, "I've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer about me. It's no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me."
在加拉太书第二章二十节说到，以及他与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Surrendering to God's will means death to our will.
看到我们完全的顺服神的时候，也就是我们老我的死去。
If we, friends, listen, if we do not die to ourselves, we will never fully surrender to God's will.
朋友们，我们要记住，如果我们没有能够做到舍己，不让老我死去的话，我们就没有办法做到完全的顺服主的旨意。
And if we don't surrender to God's will, we will never experience victory.
如果没有办法完全顺服神的旨意的话，我们就没有能够办法经历到得胜的生活。
Here's the third way we can experience victory.
那么第三个可以让我们能够经历到得胜的是
，We need to make sure that we are setting our eyes on the goal.
就是要把我们的眼睛定睛在我们的目标之上。
Now, when Paul speaks about setting our eyes on the goal, he really kind of instructs us in three different areas.
保罗告诉我们说要把眼睛定睛在目标之上，他告诉我们有三点我们要注意。
And so we're going to look at three different passages of how he talks about this goal.
那我们来看看，我们有三段经文来看看如何把眼睛定睛在目标之上。
In Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, he tells us that we need to be very clear about the main goal.
在腓立比书的第三章第八节第六节第八到第九节告诉我们说，我们对我们的目标为何要非常的清楚。
He writes here and he says, "I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord."
在腓立比书三章第八到第九节这样说到，不但如此，我将万事当为有损的，因为我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
For whose sake I have lost all things.
我为他已经丢弃万事。
And he says, "I consider all those things rubbish that I might gain Christ and be found in him."
继续说到，我把这一切都看为粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面。
He says here that he doesn't have a righteousness on his own that comes from the law, but that which is through Christ, through faith in Christ. And the righteousness that comes from God is by faith.
继续说到，不是有自己因律法而得的义。乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
Friends, the main goal is to gain Christ.
朋友，我们知道我们主要首要的目的就是能够得着基督。
And we have to be very clear about that goal.
我们要非常清楚，这是我们的首要的目的目标。
If we're going to experience victory, our goal every single day needs to be about Christ.
如果我们要过一个得胜的生活，那我们每天我们的目标就是要能够得着主耶稣。
Then remaining here, in Philippians chapter 3, the next couple of verses 10 and 12, Paul says, "Listen, if we're going to set our eyes on the goal, we need to make sure that we keep pressing toward that goal."
那在接下来的第十节、十二节、十四节有这样说到，我们如果要能够过一个得胜生活，要把眼睛定睛在我们的目标上，我们就要不停地朝着目标不断地前进。
He says here, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings."
他说到，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And he says that he wants to become like Christ in his death.
效法他的死。
And not that I've already obtained all of this or have already been made perfect, he writes.
他继续说到，这不是我已经得着了，已经完全了。
But here's what Paul says about his own life and his encouragement to the Philippian church and encouragement to you and I tonight.
接下来保罗说这段话是对腓立比教会的鼓励，也是对我们的鼓励。
And he says here, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
他说我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣可以得着我的。
And in verse 14 here he says, I press on toward the goal.
第十四节的继续说到，我向要向着标杆直跑。
In order to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
If we're going to experience victory on a daily basis, our goal has to be on Christ, and we need to keep pressing on toward Christ.
如果我们每天要过一个得胜的生活，那我们每天我们的目标就要在耶稣基督的身上，而且我们要朝着我们的目标不断前进。
And then we need to make sure that when it's in relationship to this goal of pursuing Christ and pressing on, that there's nothing that keeps us from reaching Christ.
我们同样也要能够记住，不要让任何的事情来阻挡我们达到这样的目标。
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书的十二章的一到二节。
Paul instructs us here to throw off everything, everything that hinders our lives.
在这个地方保罗告诉我们说，我们要在我们的生命当中，我们要放下各样的重担。
And here he talks about making sure that we're throwing off those sin things in our lives, those sin issues that can easily entangle us.
让我们卸下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的各样的罪。
And he tells us to make sure that we run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us.
他就说到我们要存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
让我们把我们的眼睛定睛在主耶稣的身上。
The author and the perfecter of our faith.
仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Friends, listen, if we're going to experience victory, we need to make sure that our eyes are constantly on Christ.
朋友们，如果我们要过一个得胜的生活，我们要保证我们的眼睛是定睛在主耶稣的身上。
Paul had his eyes clearly set on this goal.
我们看到保罗很清楚的，他把他的目标放在主耶稣基督的身上。
It's been said that life without goals is like a football game without end zones.
很多时候有这样的一个说法，如果我们没有一个目标的一个生活，就像好像一个没有端线的足球赛。
And that is absolutely true for you and I, and we need to make sure that our eyes are set on Christ.
这是绝对正确的一个说法，我们要保证我们的眼睛是定睛在主耶稣的身上。
And then the final thought for us here tonight is this.
然后最后一个我们的观点是，
If we're going to experience victory, we need to make sure that we are sharing Christ with others.
我们要如果过一个得胜的生活的话，我们要保证我们和人来分享基督。
I don't really need to spend a lot of time on this one because this idea of sharing Christ with others really should just be a natural part of our journey with Christ.
我想我并不需要在这个方面花太多的时间，因为和人分享基督是我们每一个基督徒我们很自然的一个部分。
But Paul writes here in really the third part of verse 24.
保罗在24节的下半段有这样说到。
He tells us that his task is...to testify to the gospel of God's grace.
他说他所要做的就是要证明神恩惠的福音。
And so sharing Christ with others happens by both word and deed.
我们要和人分享主耶稣基督，不但是要靠语言来分享，也要靠我们行为来分享。
And if we were to finish reading the Paul's farewell address here, we could find other examples of how he lived out or lived this out in his life.
如果我们继续来读保罗给以弗所教会领袖他们的临别赠言的话，我们也看到他是如何在生命当中来活出这一切。
Let me just run down the next few verses just real quick for us to kind of give us a glimpse of how Paul lived his life.
让我们很快的看一下这几段经文，让我们来看看保罗是如何活出这一切。
In verse 18, he says to them, he says, you know how I lived the whole time I was with you.
在十八节保罗这样说道，你们知道我在你们我在你们当中为人如何。
And people in our lives should know about how we live and what our testimony is, because we can be an example to others to follow.
在我们的生命当中，我们周围的朋友，我们周围的人，也能够知道我们是怎么样的人。我们要成为别人的一个见证。
In verse 19, he says, "I served with great humility and with tears."
那在十九节，他有这样说到，他说：“我是凡事谦卑，眼中流泪。”
How often in our lives do we serve with true humility and with tears?
在我们服事当中，我们有多少时候是真正的以谦卑的心和泪水来侍奉？
Can you imagine the transformation that would take place in our lives and in our church and our community if we all served with great humility and with tears?
你能够想象得到吗？如果我们在我们的侍奉当中，我们是用谦卑、用泪水来侍奉的话，那在我们的社区、在我们的教会当中会发生怎么样的转变？
Verse 20, he says, I have not hesitated to preach anything to you.
然后在第二十节他继续说到说，我没有一样避讳不说的。
As we have the opportunity to share Christ with others, we just need to do that.
当我们有机会和我们周围的人来传播地福音的时候，我们就要这样去做。
Verse 21, he says, I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they need to repent and turn to God.
在二十节说，又对犹太人和希利人证明当向神悔改。
Verse 27, he writes, I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God.
27节说，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
And in verse 35, he says, in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak and remember that the Lord said it was more blessed to give than to receive.
在35节说到，我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话说，施比受更为有福。
Paul was absolutely committed to sharing his faith with the people that he came in contact with.
我们看到保罗一心要愿意和周围的人来分享他的信仰，他的福音。
And the joys and the privileges that we have in sharing our faith will bring us victory in our lives as well.
我想当我们能有这样的机会去跟人家分享我们的信仰的时候，他所带来的这个快乐可以让我们每一天都过一个得胜的生活。
So I just leave you with a question tonight, and the question is very simple.
所以在这里给大家有这样的一个问题，一个简单的问题。
Do you want to experience victory?
你要不要过一个有得胜的生活呢？
Take a look at these thoughts and apply them to your lives, and I guarantee, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, that every one of us can experience victory on a daily basis.
来思考一下我们今天晚上所分享的，来应用在我们的生命当中。我坚信，借着圣灵的带领，我们一定可以过一个得胜的生活。
Let me pray for us tonight.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we just humbly come before you again tonight.
主，我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
And we ask you, Lord, to help us to achieve victory in our lives.
主，我们请求你来帮助我们，让我们过一个得胜的生活。
Lord, the Christian life is not always easy.
主，我们知道我们基督徒的生活并不是一帆风顺。
But when we press on and when we keep you as our focus, Lord, you will bring victory into our lives.
主，但是我们知道，当我们不住向前的时候，不停向前的时候，当我们以你为目标的时候，圣灵就会给我们带来一个得胜的生活。
And so, God, I pray for your Spirit to do the work in us that only you can accomplish.
主，愿你的圣灵在我们的心中动工，动那只有你所能做的工。
Mold us and shape us, Lord God, we pray.
主，你来改变我们，塑造我们。
Into your image.
主，让我们更加的像你。
And help us to do your will.
让我们能够学习来怎么样能够顺服在你的旨意当中。
And we pray all these things tonight in your name. Amen.
主，我们奉主的名祷告。